All right, we're in the middle of pursuing the Makar for King and Kasef. And the Gemara has two limudim. The Gemara has the limud of Kicha. And we learn out Kicha from Stei Ephraim. That's one limud. And then the Gemara has another limud. The Gemara, yes, that should be a Kal v'chaimer. Haloi dinu. What's the chamor? This says amavriya is chamor because amavriya bia doesn't work and kesef works. And what's the kal is iyesh esish. A woman is niknas bia. So we see it's easier to be kinda. So kolshkein, if you can be kinda with bia, certainly should be kinda with kesef. So the Gemara is a pircha yavamet echiyash and niknas bebiya va'ini niknas bekesef. We see that it's not so. The Kal v'chaim is not true because but otherwise by yavama who's niknas bebiya should be bekesef. I'll say ma'ala yavama shekein ini niknas b'shtar time of bezush niknas b'shtar tamad lebi ki yikachish halama likra ha'asyalai just had a pircha on yavama amar vashi dikla me'ma me'ikara didina pircha. You can't learn from Amavriya, the Gemara says. Why? Because Amavriya goes out with Kesef, Girayin Kesef. Shekin Eshesish doesn't go out with Kesef. So Mela, it's a din that she should go in with Kesef, she goes out with Kesef. But it's no Raya to an Eshesish who doesn't go out with Kesef that she should be able to go in with Kesef. So this is the Gemara. So on Thursday we asked the Bachanan's Kasha that according to the Gemara's Zad to learn Kesef out of a Kal v'chaimer that we don't need Kicha Kicha, we don't need a Pasuk of Kicha Kicha, we can learn it out of a Kal v'chaimer. According to that Zad, the woman is only mekudeshes mitzad kal v'chaimer, and we know a rule that ain einshin min adin. We don't give kal v'chaimers, we don't give an einish from a kal v'chaimer. So if ain einshin min adin, if you don't give an einish from a kal v'chaimer, then why would it be that if a man is mezana with a woman, she mekadesh a woman with kesef? So the Gemara is saying that she's mekudeshes with a kal v'chaimer. If she's only an Eishes Ish because of a Kal v'chaimer, so now if someone's going to be Mizana with her, why does the person who's Mizana get Misa? We have a rule that Ein Shimon Adin, that we don't give Misa with a Kal v'chaimer. So why would the person get Misa? Make sense?
Maybe it has to bring the money.
Maybe the person taka won't get. But then we could answer, you know why I have a pasuk? The Gemara asks, what do I need a pasuk for? Learn it from a Kal v'chaimer. I could tell you, the pasuk, we need a pasuk to tell you that you do get misa. Because l'maisa, we have a pasuk, kicha kicha. L'maisa, you do get misa. Gemara asks, what do I need a pasuk for? I could do it with a Kal v'chaimer. Let the Gemara say, no. From a Kal v'chaimer, I wouldn't give misa. Because they know what you mean I did. And that's why I need a pasuk in order to be able to give misa. Maskin? Huh? A good kasha?
Well, the Gemara asked about the Mishnah Kavachimer.
What?
The Gemara asked about what a Mishnah pasuk is Kavachimer.
The Gemara said that.
The Gemara asked the question.
Does it?
Yeah.
So the point is that. But if Einan Shimon Adin, so then the whole Gemara, the Lima of the Kal v'chaimer is no good.
The
Parish of
Sukkim.
So this is what someone tried to answer on Friday, and this seems to be Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, that Ein Einshin Min Hadin means what? It means the Einish if the punishment is something you learn from a Kal v'chaymer, we don't give an einish. If the din eishes ish is something we learn from a Kal v'chaymer, but the pasuk is a beferish a pasuk, then we could give misa because the einish is beferish. Does that make sense? What? Okay, 1 second. We'll get to that. 1 second. But the words, the teretz, you hear the teretz, the rule, what Bochanan's saying. Bochanan's saying, what is, I'll give you an example of Einan Shimon HaDin, it'll help. The din is that if somebody is maver b'nai la-moylach, somebody has a child, and he takes it to this moylach avay dezari, he's maver b'eish, so what's the din? He's chayim misa. Maver b'nai mizarach alay sitin la-moylach. The Gemara says, "Mizarach alay sitin la-moylach." If somebody has two children, and one of them he's maver la-moylach, he gets mis. Gemara says, if somebody has two children, he's maver both of them la-moylach, he doesn't get mis. The Torah says, "Mizarach." It doesn't say kol zaracha. Mizarach alay sitin la-moylach. If you take mezaracha, then you get misa. So if he takes one of his two children, he's maver l'maylach, he gets misa. If he maver two children l'maylach, kol zaracha, you don't get misa. It's a kal v'chaymer. It's a kamadach. If you maver one child l'maylach, you get misa, certainly two. So we say, no, Einan Shimon HaDin, the Torah's word is mizaracha l'sitin l'maylach, mizaracha, some of your children. If a person takes kol zaracha, then it's not included, it's not in Zeres HaKadosh, it's still an Aveira. Kal v'chaymer makes an Aveira. But ain't Ein Shimon HaDin, there's no Ein Shimon HaDin from a Kal v'chaymer. So now, what? Let's say Din Vachem one shot, otherwise he's already Chayim Misa for the first. Yeah. So Mizarach says, so that's Ein Shimon HaDin. Zot Rav Elchanan, there the Ein is a Kal v'chaymer. The Torah doesn't say you get Misa, only in the case of Mizarach. One child. So there, the Einish is a Kal v'chaymer in Ein Shimon HaDin. However, if a person, if you have a case where the Einish is a Beferish Pasuk, you mezayin with an Eishes Ish, that's a Beferish Pasuk, you get Misa. How do I know she became an Eishes Ish? Because I have a Kal v'chaymer which says that Kesef makes a woman an Eishes Ish. That Limud makes her an Eishes Ish, and mainly you can get Misa from the Kal v'chaymer. This is Rav Elchanan's teretz. Now this teretz is not at all a davar pashut, and that's what we'll examine. We have to step back and ask ourselves why. What's the time that in Ein Shimon HaDin? What's the reason? It's not logical. It's not logical. If you marry one child to the mother, the person gets mises of two children. Achas kama v'kama. What's the logic? What's the svara that Ein Shem Min HaDin? Or the other case I mentioned to you Friday, somebody's mezada with his half sister, he gets misa. So the Torah would only say, a half sister, you get misa. Achoyscha bas avicha oy bas imecha. She's either related to you through your father or through your mother. So then I would only give misa for a half sister. But if she's a full sister, I wouldn't give Misa, because they know what you mean I did. Why? What's the reason that they know what you mean I did? Why is it that you're going to come? Kal v'chaymer is related to proof, and it's really smart. That's one reason. The reason that it says in the Klalei Hashas, in the back of Brachas, in the Klalei Hashas, it says that the reason that Ein Ein Shin Min HaDin is because Adam Don Kal V'chaymer Mi'atzmai. The rule is, a person can be Don a Kal V'chaymer on his own. You don't need a Messiah. It's not like a Kseira Shava, or you need a Messiah, or a Klal Prato Klal, that you need a Messiah. The rule of is that Adam Don Kal V'chaymer Mi'atzmai. You can be Don your own Kal V'chaymer. If you have a situation, you have a Shaila, and you know one din from a Kal V'chaymer, you can figure out a second din. So you have a right on your own to be done a Kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer, as you know from Gemara, very often has a pircha. It depends on svara, depending on logic. So very often a kal v'chaymer has a pircha. So in the Klalei HaShas it says that the reason that ain ein shemin adin, why ain ein shemin adin? Because who knows? Maybe this kal v'chaymer has a pircha, even though today we can't think of it. But maybe a few years from now someone will think up a svara to be mechalik, why a half sister should somehow get more, be more chomer than a sister, a full sister. So since it's possible someone will say a svara, will have a pircha or a techiach, so memela we can't give punishments from a kal v'chaymer, because once you give a punishment it's done. Maybe later you'll have a pircha. So that's why kal v'chaymers are enough to paskin a halacha. We can't paskin only what we know, but to give an einish, we don't give an einish. Every dayan, whatever he sees, he has to pass. There's no choice. You have to pass. You have a shy. We have to have a sack.
How can you say two people are married if perhaps you can prove it at some point and say that they're not really married?
Well, every time we have you have a Gemara and you have that Rabbi Shmuel argues, and two generations later someone had a Tiyuftan Rav. So what did Rav do for two generations? His son needed. He did what the Torah requires of him. He passed a halacha based on Ein L'dayin El Mashein of Rayas. He gave himself a many percent. What? You're right. What?
You're saying
Ein L'dayin is a separate thing. It's a separate issue. I don't think it's on this reason. This is the Klalei HaShas's reason, and the problem is Taka. That why by Anshim don't we say in L'dayin El Mashein Avrayas? L'maisa, Torah is given over to Bnei Adam. Bnei Adam make mistakes sometimes. But Kachi Dagish Shal Torah is that Torah is a living thing. It's vibrant. There are always chidushim. There are always nupsakim. A person who learns Mishnah Berurah and understands something, and he's not lazy, he puts in his effort to understand what it says in the halacha, and he sees a psak in the Mishnah Berurah, and he does it. And then it happens, you know, he's doing it maybe for 5-10 years, and suddenly someone comes that, no, this case is different, so suddenly there's a tumult. So what does that mean? It means he was wrong for the 5-10 years. Kachidaka Shaltair, if now he hears a svara, and the svara is to be mechalik, so now from now on it'll be mechalik. Till now he did it this way, and from now on I'll do it differently. That's the way Torah is supposed to be. A person's not lazy to be our angita. So if ain oinchin, this Klalei HaShas says ain oinchin min adin, because maybe there'll be a pircha. It's a little shvach, because usually Torah is you paskin based on the halach. I guess the Klalei HaShas holds that look, you kill somebody, you know, you can't take it back. You can't be so philosophical about giving nisa to someone. That, you know, look, I passed him for 10 years, and I killed people for 10 years this way, and now I'll change. So maybe a malacha you could do it, or an aveira, but killing people, giving malchus, I guess that's what he holds. That's like a separate gather of chaimer. It could be the Torah says v'tzdikai ha'eda, it's a mitzvah when it comes to ancient to try to look for a tzad tzedek. So it could be that's what the Klalei HaShas means to say that when it comes to Einshim, we look for more of a tzad kula, and since there might be a percha, we don't give Einshim.
That's nice. You can't make your own chadashat that he did something wrong, and this is the logical Einshim. The Torah says this is your Einshim. Wherever the Torah says, that's how far we know. I mean, Lashu can't. The Torah says.
But if Kavachayna could paskin, but didn't help us till it. So also, the Torah said do it. How from logic, you create tefillin from a logical, from a logic? You could. Kavachayim could work.
In my English, the Torah gave a specific direction of what to do. By everything else, you have to move it.
But you say, Einshin, you can't, your svaras don't kick in by Einshin.
Could be Einshin and svara at all.
The only reason to say that you can't do Einshin with svaras is because the svara may be wrong. Otherwise, why not? Logic. The Gemara says someplace, Akro Lom Elis Svarahu. Gemara says about certainly Mudim. Akro Lom Elis Svarahu.
It's a good, I disagree with that. If it's a svara, svara is just the sound as exerts a kasif. Just the sound as exerts a kasif.
That's based on logic. The whole thing is based on
logic. That's right. Well, the din is based on logic. The Torah says you get misa for doing this, for being mizanu with a chaisai, basacha with a half sister. If it's clear that logically it's a koshkin to full sister, then it should be. Anyway, this is one mahalach. This is the mahalach of the Klalei Ashas. It's referred to sometimes by the name Midas Aaron, which is the name of the sefer in which the Klalei Ashas first appeared. And this is one reason. The second reason. The second reason is in the Marsha. And Daf Samach Daled Amid Beis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Daled Amid Beis, Marsha says a different reason. He's taka going on the Gemara of Mizaracha Leisitin Lamailach, Mizaracha Volei Kol Zaracha. That if you give a person his Misa one child to the Mailach, he gets Misa. If he's Misa two children, he doesn't get Misa. So the Marsha says that people laughed at this Gemara. How could it be? How could it be one child you get to the mother, you get Misa? And two children, you don't get Misa. How could that be? He says that Misa is a kapara for an Aveira person did. Misa is a kapara. For certain Aveiras, the Torah said Misa is mechater. If you do something worse, you might say two children lamailach. Misa is not enough of a kapara for you. We don't give you misa. We don't give misa. We give misa. It should be mechaper for the person. Who says that misa is enough of a kapara? We had a similar thing in Makis. When we learned Makis, if you kill someone b'shaige, you go to galus. If you kill someone b'shaige karav lamezid, there's no galus. Why is it no galus? Nothing. No galus, no misa. If you kill someone by shayge, you go to galus. If you kill somebody by a shayge, karav lamezid, a shayge where you should have, you were negligent, so then you don't go to galus. Why don't you go to galus? You get off scot free? Answer is, for a shayge, you kill someone by shayge, galus is a kapara. It's enough of a kapara. For a shayge, karav lamezid, that's not enough of a kapara for you. You have to take a, what will happen to you? That's a shemayim. You're not lucky, you're unlucky. It would be better if you could have a kapara by Lamezit. But if there's no kapara, so then you'll have to take it up with the Rabbani Shalom. Right. There are other cases. You have the similar thing by Mi'ila. If you mail behegdish b'shayeg, you pay a chaymish, you pay an extra fifth. If you mail in hegdish b'mezid, you don't pay an extra fifth. Interesting there. If I do b'shayeg, I pay a fifth. If I do b'mezid, I don't pay. Why should I pay more? Torah says that for a shaygeg it's enough of a kapara. For a mezid, it's not enough of a kapara. Zuk de Marsha, the same thing. Doesn't swear, but then it's a bit, Gemara gives a reason. Because of Ein on the Mez. But Lamaisa, Zuk de Marsha, why Ein Anshim in Adin? He didn't say, Ma'adach, this cooler dicka thing. Gets the Zaynish, Zichar Chamadika thing gets the Yainish. No? Maybe the Chamadika thing, the Zaynish is not enough of a kapara for it. So for being Maver once on Lamailach, a person gets Misa and he has a kapara. If being Maver two children Lamailach, we're not going to give him a kapara with that. So this is the second reason. These are two reasons that Ein Anshim in Adin. Again, the Klal Yashas' reason because maybe it has a Pircha, the Kavach Haimah. And the reason of the Marsha, because maybe it's not genug, it's nishkenuk ha-kapara. It's not enough for a chamer dika aveiru. Who says that this kapara, what? That this einish is not the Marsha.
It's not.
So. Oh, good. Okay, one second. Mom. What about Mom? By the way, these two reasons are brought down by the Nadi Bihuda and Tshuva as the two reasons. I mean, I'm not a Bucky and Shastanofi, I have more reasons.
in a tshuva, you know, Hagoa brings that the reason of Ein Shem and Adin, there are two shitas, the Midas Aaron and the Marsha. These are the two reasons.
Can't think so.
No, but I want to do is say if the Kal gets this Einish, if he maver one son, Lamayel gets Einish, and two sons certainly. In other words, I'm saying if this Einish. If somebody does this aveira, gets this einish, chamish is a chagetiyeh. Right, so these are the two tamim for ein hashemidin, a nafkamina between them. What will be a nafkamina between them? So there are two nafkaminas that come to mind right away. One nafkamina is a mamatzinu. What's a mamatzinu? A mamatzinu is when you don't have one thing more kal and one thing more chamer. Two equal things. When you have two equal things and you say mamatzinu, just like we find in this place, that there's a parsha of shluchei shel adam kamaisai. So same thing in the second place, shluchei shel adam kamaisai. Gemara wants to learn from a mamatzinu, shlichus. It says shlichus by truma, shluchei shel adam kamaisai. So the same thing, you know, everywhere else. It's a mamatzinu, it's not a kal and a chamer. Gemara says an equal things, shlichus should work. It's a mamatzinu. A mamatzinu also is Adam Don Me'atzlin. So could you give an einish with a mamatzinu? You have a mamatzinu to give an einish, could you do that? It's a machlokes rishonim. And l'chaira, it's totally in these two things. If you hold that maybe it has a pircha, so this also maybe it has a pircha. Mamatzinu is also maybe you say this is equal to this. Maybe I have a pircha that they're not equal, and that's the Shita Saran, which Rabbi Chana brings here, that ain't ancient from a mamatzinu. If you hold like the Marsha, that the reason Ein Einshim and Adin is because this is Mochamer, maybe it needs a bigger kapara. So that's only true by Kal V'Chaymer, but one is Kal and one is Chamer. Where they're both equal, the Mamatzinu says they're equal, so then we could give an Einish. And that's Shita's Taisus. Taisus Shita in, I think in Chulin, is that we give an Einish with a Mamatzinu. That we could give an Einish on a Mamatzinu. L'chaira, this is Tali, and the Machlaik is the Marsha and the Klal Yashav. The second Afgamina would be Mamin. Would be if you have an Einish of Mamin that you want to learn out of a Kal V'Chaymer. If you have a Kal V'Chaymer to punish with Mamin. You say, Madach, in the Kaldika case, I'm Mechayiv Mamin, so Zichr, in the Chamedika case, I should Zichr pay Mamin. So which way is which? Let's see. If you go with that, maybe there's a Pircha, could you be Mechayiv Mamin? No. You don't have enough proof. If you say maybe there's a Pircha, so what's the difference? Misa, Malkus, Mamin, maybe there's a Pircha. Okay, 1 second. If you say the Marsha's Mahalach, the Marsha says that you don't give an Einish to a Chomer because it's not enough to be a Kapara. What's by Mamin? Let's say I owe you $100 and I only have $50. Okay, Halacha requires I pay you $100. All I have is $50. Do I have to pay the $50? Certainly I have to pay the $50. Right, but Mamin, if I owe you $100, Halacha says I have to pay $100. So now, if I can pay $50, that's all I have, I pay $50. Why don't I say, wait, $100, I'll have a kapara? No, I broke your window. So if I paid $100 for the window, I'll have a kapara. If I pay $50, that's all I have, it's not a kapara, maybe I shouldn't have to pay anything. But no, because Mamin is not just the kapara, Shabbai. Mamin, you're mechayiv mamin, because the receiver has to receive the money. The receiver is entitled to money. If he's entitled to money, so even if you don't have a kafara, you have to give him what he's entitled to. So the Marsha's reason that because the cow gets a kafara, it's no right to the chamor. The chamor has no kafara. That shouldn't apply to regular dinei maminis. In dinei maminis, if I owe you money, and a kavu chaymer is mechayiv, I'm kind of mazik. That I have to pay out mazik from a kavu chaymer. Right? In the beginning of Bava Kama, you have a number of kavu chaymer. So, if you have a kavu chaymer to be mechayiv me, so by mamin, a kavu chaymer should be mechayiv mamin. And Tosis and Bava Kama Beis Amid Aleph Taka learns that a kavu chaymer is mechayiv mamin. Because Tosis Shita is like the Marsha, that ein ein shemin adin is because it's not enough of a kapara, so that doesn't apply to mamin. So these are two nafkaminas between the two mahalchim and ein ein shemin adin. Either that ein ein shemin adin because they might have a percha, or ein ein shemin adin because it's not enough of a kapara. Nafkamina is Amamatzino, and then Nafkamina would be Mamin. In both places, Taisis Lashitas, they Taisis Sol like the Marsha. And other Rishayim hold with the Svara of the Klal Yashas, so the Midasa. Now, what? I don't. Probably it's a kapara too. No, if I break someone's window and I don't pay, so chalilam chayv and einish shanayim. If I do pay, mechab. Could be at the mechila also. I pay when I have the mechila. If you pay half kapara is not a kapara. Half kapara is not a kapara. Pay the whole thing. Until you pay the whole thing, you know, stories about people who come back in a new guild to pay. Until you pay, you're chayiv, unless he's Michael. It's not a punishment for breaking his window. If I break someone's window, why do I have to pay? Because the Torah said no. Because I borrowed. The Torah says I'm potted, I'm potted. Lamaisa, if I break his window on Shabbos and I say come live around me, I don't have to pay. If I break his window on a weekday, I don't have to pay. So it's not the breaking of the window; it's the Torah that's machayev.
He's
Michael. He's Michael Lechayev. Oh, if it's Michael, I have sure. That's. He's Michael Lechayev. So why do I have a kapara of his Michael Mechayiv? Because Mechila. Mechila's kilo is kabaltic, is that why? Why do I have a kapara? Stump because it's Beinadam Lachaveira. If a person doesn't have Aveira, Beinadam Lamachim, and Abish does Michael, if he does Truva. So it also takes it off without Malchus. Someone who's managed it does a Chet Yesh by Malchus, he could also get it off through Mechila.
The
Stam Mechila takes it off, huh?
But the
only way you get Malchus is
the other person.
No, Malchus you get no matter what. Malchus 2A, even if the Teveya, even the person's Michael, to do an Avera, most Malchus is for being on the market. Even on a Ben Alma Chaveri de Kaveira, for which there's Malchus, then Mechila doesn't help. Kapanim, these are two Mahals. And what? What he's saying is this, that I'm assuming that paying is a kapara. Look, if paying is not a kapara, then certainly what I said is true, like the Marsha. Okay. Let's get back to Agamara. So we have two ways to learn Ein Ein Shemin Adin. Either because it might have a pircha, or because it might not be enough of an Ein. So now, let's come back to Rabbi Chanan and see if Rabbi Chanan makes sense. Zok Rabbi Chanan. It's taka true ein ein shemin adin. That's only where the Bukhana's terrace. Ein ein shemin adin is only Okay, everybody?
What?
Ein Eishim and Adin is only where... There are a lot of shy guys this year. Huh? Ein Eishim and Adin is when... When the pasuk is on the Einish. If the Torah says Beferish, Nisa, the Kalvachayma is, she's an Eishis Ish, if she gets Kesef, that we know from a Kalvachayma. So how do we know this woman's an Eishis Ish? So the Gemara wanted to say that I know from a Kalvachayma. So let's say, I would know this woman's an Eishis Ish from a Kalvachayma. Now a man is Mizana with her. We come, we're ready to give him Misa. He says, 1 minute, Ein Eishim and Adin. So we tell him, no, Rav Elchanan says, that we don't say, we only say Einoshim and Adin if there's no Einish Beferish. Yeah, the Einish is Beferish. So we're going to give you an Einish. Does that make sense according to both Mahalachim? One Mahalach at a time. According to the Midas Aaron, the Kloli Hashas's reason. Does it make sense, Rav Elchanan's Yisayt? Rav Elchanan says, the Kal V'chaimah makes her an Eishas Ish. Once she's an Eishas Ish, now I can give her Misa, since that Misa Beferish in the Torah. Does that follow? Mm-hmm. Kara doesn't follow. He could scream 1 minute, maybe the Kal V'chaimah has a Pircha. You're saying she's an Eishas Ish, from a Kal V'chaimah from Am Evriya, Ma'adach Am Evriya Kesef is Kaina. Eishas Ish is also Kaina. So now you're telling me, it's Beferish in the Torah, Maestri Amos, so therefore I'm going to get Misa. Wait! Rabbi Chanan's Yisayt should not be true according to the Midas Aaron, because maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'chaimah. Maybe this Kal V'chaimah has a pircha, and if Kal V'chaimah has a pircha, then it's out. She's not an Eishes Ish. She doesn't deserve Misa. So according to the reason of the Midas Aaron, Rabbi Chanan's Teretz doesn't hold true. According to the reason of the Marsha. The Masha's tam was, what was the Masha's reason? Because it might not be enough of a kapara. Then Rabbi Chana makes sense. I know she's an Eishas Ish from a Kal V'chaimah. Now, he was Mizana with an Eishas Ish. Do I know if it's enough of a kapara? I do know it's a kapara. But Maisa, she's an Eishas Ish. And the Torah says, Maisa Yomaz, that Misa is a kapara for being Mizana with an Eishas Ish. So, according to the Masha's reason, Rabbi Chanan is Geshmak. Because we have no doubt that Einish of Misa is enough for an Eishas Ish. She can be more of an Eishas Ish. She's the same Eishas Ish. So therefore it makes sense that she should get Misa. There's no difference between Eishas Ish that we know she's an Eishas Ish because the Torah says Ubala, the Ferish Apostle. Or an Eishas Ish that we know from a Kal V'chaimah. Either way, she's the same Eishas Ish. And the Kapara should be enough. We could give an Einish. She's not any less or more of an Eishas Ish as Eishas Ish. Same thing. So therefore, there's no chesaron of Ein Eishim in Adin. Therefore, I could give the Eish. So in the Birchas Avraham, he says that this teretz of Rabbi Chanan stems with the Marsha's Mahalach. Stems with the Marsha's Mahalach. But it does not fit with the Mahalach of the Midas Aaron, that maybe it has a Pircha. Because according to that, the kasha comes back. This kavah, how can you give somebody misa for being mizana and an eishes ish? She became an eishes ish through a kavah chaymer. Maybe that kavah chaymer is a percha. Maybe she's not an eishes ish. In Cain, we need still a limud. This says we still need a teretz. According to the Midas Aaron, we still need a teretz on Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So we need now a second teretz. To Rabbi Chanan's cash. So there is another way around Rabbi Chanan to answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha, and that is connected to a Rambam, which we certainly once learned before. I don't know this man. How many witnesses do you need to give someone an Einish? You need two witnesses, right? You don't give Misa unless you have two witnesses. You don't give Malchus unless you have two witnesses. Where is one witness believed? Eid Echad and Misa. Zok to Rambam. Let's say an Eid Echad comes and he says, this piece of meat is Chalev. It was Nevela. He walks into bed You should know this meat is nevela. It's his meat. He's neman, a present neman, on his own meat, not neman on someone else's. He has a piece of meat. He said this is nevela. Why did he come to Bezin? Maybe he's an Amoritz. He doesn't know. He asked Bezin, do I have to burn this? Do I throw it out? What do I do with this meat? It's nevela. So Bezin says, you're at Eid Echad, you're Nambi Surim, this is nevela, and you just throw it out. You don't have to burn the nevela, you just throw it in the garbage. After that, someone walks in and he starts eating the meat. And two witnesses give him asra, if you eat the meat, you're going to get malchus, it's nevela. And he says, Afal Pi Kain, and he eats the meat. Does he get malchus?
Yeah.
So to Rambam, yes. He ate it, Afal Pi Shtuei. We only know that it's nevela through an Eid Echad. How do we know it's nevela? Only from an Eid Echad. But Sakta Ramam, it doesn't matter. At the time that he said it, he was Nema. When he said this is nevela, he wasn't giving anyone malchus. At the time he said it, no one had eaten it. He was Nema. Once he's Nema, that creates a din, that this is nevela. Once it's nevela, now someone eats it in front of two Eidim, he gets malchus. Because the Torah said an Eid Echad could create Isurim, could create an Isur. Now, if somebody eats it. So what does that mean? The Rambam is telling us that when the Torah said Eid Echad Neman Isurim, as long as at the time he's saying it, there's no Einish. If the Eid Echad comes after someone ate it, he says it's Nevela, and now he's already saying Eid is on an Einish. He's not believed. But he came in when it was Isur. He's believed. And the consequences could later bring to Malchus. Same thing in our Gemara. The Kal V'Chaymer makes her an Eishes Ish. We're not Einshim. We're not talking about Einshim right now. You want to know, is she married? Isn't she? She wants to know, is she married? She took Kesef. Am I married? Am I not married? So the Kal V'Chaymer Paskin, she's married. The Torah said, a Kal V'Chaymer, you're Paskin Isurim. You're Paskin Dinei Erva from a Kal V'Chaymer. So is she an Eishes Ish? The Kal V'Chaymer says yes. Now she's an Eishes Ish. Later, someone comes and is Mezana with her. Now the person's going to get Misa. Now the person's going to get Misa. Now the person's going to get Misa. It's Einan Shemin Adin. No. The Din made that she's an Eishes Ish. Just like the Eid Echad made something in the veil. Later, once it was ready, Becheskas Eishes Ish. So now, if someone's Mezana with her, he gets Misa. Because the Halacha already passed him that she's an Eishes Ish. Because the Adina Isur, you can pass Kina, Adina Arayis, you can pass Kina, Api Kalvachayim. At the time that the Kalvachayim were Oizke Paskin, there was no Oynish. So Mimela remained Oizke Paskin. So this is a second teretz to Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, which is needed. Why is it not the same?
Because by Eid Echad, it's 100% the month, but Kalvachayim are saying it's still...
But it's 100% for Dina Yisur. The Din is that Dina Yisur we pass Kina. I'll be by Mamin, ain't off a Mamin Achar Roy, but we go by Mamin Achar Kavachayim.
Yes. That we don't see, but they always have it by two
Eidim
also. Being
associated
with
Eidim
is not a...
When the Eid Echad says Eid is for Misa, why don't we believe him?
It's not enough of a...
Not enough of a proof. No, it may be a proof that it's a weak proof. It's not enough of a proof. A Kavachayim, which to me is logical, there might be a Pircha out there. But right now, I don't know a Pircha. Right now, it's a certain amount of proof. It's not as much proof as Zereshav. Zereshav is 100%. It's a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kal V'Chaymer is not a Messiah. But the odds are pretty good that whatever Kal V'Chaymer I'm saying now is a good Kal V'Chaymer.
Isn't it mean the time to think that I'm not the case? Kal V'Chaymer maker of
making
this
question.
Is what? He has something to say about it. Because you never know. There might be a Pircha later. That's why we don't mention it as in.
The Kal V'Chaymer is nothing. Now, it's not like an Eid Echad for Misa. An Eid Echad for Misa is a little bit, but not enough. Kal V'Chaymer is saying nothing. It could be a Pircha. There's something, there's no guarantee at all with the Kal V'Chaymer. It's much weaker. Why is it weaker? If I could pass Kandina Yisr, I have a Shiloh if this meat, this tray for kosher. Through Kal V'Chaymer, I understand this kosher. I can eat it. Why is that any weaker than Eid Echad? Eid Echad also is not enough of a proof. People lie. Even two Eidim is not 100%. But two Eidim is enough. Eid Echad is less. It's a weaker proof. Also, Eid Echad might also have a Pircha. There might be somebody might say Eid Echad made a mistake or he lied.
Still. Like two Eidim also.
It could happen by two eidim. That's why the Torah said a chiddush by two
eidim.
We don't say that. It's why we say this is a two eidim is a, let's say, call it a 90% proof. That's enough to give me isur. One eid is a 70% proof. That's enough for isur. That's what we say. Now, if I have a kal v'chaymer, which to me is a logical kal v'chaymer, what are the odds there's a pircha? It's hard for me to put the odds. Depends how smart I am and how I missed it and how much I learned. But there's a certain level of odds that it's good. That's enough to paskin ha'isinei neveilu, I suppose. And, you know, yiftach b'dayrei and kishvul b'dayrei. Whoever the god of l'adar or the place g'adar that assume the kal v'chaymer is good, they can assume.
Why isn't the Rambam sure?
I mean, you have a kash on the Rambam b'chlal. Okay, you can have a kash on the Rambam. But once I... Alright, so we'll get to the Rambam someday and we'll be... But once you accept the Rambam, then this should follow. This should follow.
Why can't you do an Einish with Kavachayim? To go into that
sort? So I could give an Einish if the Kavachayim is on the Einish itself, so that's not strong enough, because since it may have a Pircha. So it's like one aid is not enough to give an einish. You need two aid. A kal v'chaymer is not enough to give an einish. You need a gzer shava, klal prat to klal, gzer. Same thing as eid echad. We're using eid echad to give an einish. So here also, the kal v'chaymer is 100% neman to make a reneshes ish.
But maybe the Kavachayim
is off. We have started the Kavachayim. And yet, for Dine Eishas Ish, which could be Chomer Dekadinim, right? If she's an Eishas Ish from a Kavachayim, and then the second person is Mekadisha. So she's not married to the second person, married to the first. If the first one dies, she's free to shuk.
We only consider this problem when we're talking about Eishas. We don't look at the problem as far as passing
each other. So why don't we say the same thing by Eirecha and Shtei Eidim? We only consider the problem that Eirecha might be wrong when it comes to Eirecha.
Eirecha is 100%
Nam Bissur. Kavachayim is 100% Nam Bissur.
Over here it's more than Bissur. Because Kavachayim is what's actually allowing us to give the
Eirecha
over here.
Also, Eirecha is allowing us to give the Eirecha. Exactly the same thing. In the Isser, both Paskin Dais, side Eirecha and side Kavachayim. And in the Eirecha, both are used as a link in the chain that leads to it. I don't see the difference between the two. Fisurim? Kaneas says the Rambam hold in Eid Echad is 100% by Neveilah. It's not 100%, it's just enough that we're allowed to rely on it. Whatever the percentage number you put. And Eid Echad can't be a full Nemanis, because you see there are times when Eid Echad is not believed. Can't be that Eid Echad is a full Nemanis, but Eid Echad is enough of a Nemanis Fisurim. Same thing here. Kavachayim is enough of a Nemanis Fisurim. If you don't like this terrace, you can always go back to Rav Chanan's terrace, but that would stem only with the Marshal, wouldn't stem with the Midasari. I don't know, maybe there's a third terrace that I don't know, and you know. What? Yeah. Well, the Klalim generally, not always, when it comes to Maise Bez, and we try to understand with Svara. Din Mamed is always. We try. It's not always Svara, but. And Maise Bez, and we generally try to understand with Svara. If we wouldn't have a Svara, we'd say Gzeres HaKasa. I say, why don't I say Mada Chalaisa say gets Malkis? I say Shazicha get Malkis. Right, so we learn from there that what? That Allah gets Malkis. And why can't I say Kavachayim? And Mada Chalavim get Malkis, I say she get Malkis. Torah is only Megala by Lavim. And only by Lavim that are Dumid Lysasim. Well, why don't I say, Aseidai Chalaisa say. So Mada Chaloisa say gets Malkis, and Asay Zecha gets Malkis.
So it's
still
not going to instruct
that,
but just from
Lav
to
Lav,
it has to be...
Maybe it's not going to Lav to Lav, but that say was only from Kal v'Chaim and Eicha Tensi. What? Which is more Chomer? So why Asay is Dei Chaloisa say? Maybe for different reasons. Maybe right. But just getting back for a minute, if you humor me. I say deich alaisa say, but alaisa gets malchus, what is the second malchus? Kriten marsha, what's the answer?
Not enough.
Alaisa say gets malchus. Because alaisa say, it's enough of a kapara. And I say is more, so it's not enough of a kapara to get malchus. Kriten marsha is very good. According to the Klal Yashas, maybe there's a percha. Could it be there's a percha? Huh? You have a percha. That's a good percha. That's a percha. I say that, yeah, for a laisa say, you have to give up all your money not to be iver, and for an assay, you only have to spend good percha. So what's the svar attacker? Is this stira? If assay is daich alaisa say, and assay is mochama. And for a laisa say, you only have to spend. But a laisa say, you have to give up all your money not to be iver, and an assay, you only have to spend up to a chaimish melechasav. So how does that follow logically? I'll tell you the answer. I'm only saying this because sometimes you say, "What could percha? What possible percha could there be?" I say, "It's big enough." I used to say, "What percha?" Yeah, there's a Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. The Ramban says that an asay is avayda mitzech ava, and what's the mitzvah asay? You do something kaviyachol for the rabbi nishal island. That's an avayda of ava. And what's a loisa say? An avayda mitzech yira. Hashem said, "Don't do it," so you don't do it. It's an avayda mitzech yira. So, Zakhtar Ramban, there's a difference in someone who's being mekayim and asay and a laisa say, someone who's being over and asay and laisa say. When you talk about being mekayim, when you talk about being mekayim a mitzvah, you have a choice. You can either do an asay or a laisa say. Which one's daicha which? Which one are you going to be mekayim? Asay or laisa say? So what's bigger, being oved Hashem etech ava, or being oved Hashem etech yira? So ava is more than yira. God lo oved etech ava, me oved etech yira. So an asay is daicha laisa say. So when it comes to being mekayim, the asay is bigger because you oved Hashem etech ava more than being oved Hashem etech yira. Asay daicha laisa. When it comes to being oved. He doesn't want to be over. He doesn't want to spend the money. He wants to spend the money on a mitzvah. What's a bigger aveira? Doing an aveira and showing Hashem I don't love you? Or showing Hashem I have no yira? Showing the king I have no yira of you, that's more chomer than saying I don't have ava to you. So when it comes to being over, yira is worse than ava. See? You have a case where when you're mekayim it, the assay is the chomer and the laisasay is kam. When you're being over, it's the reverse. It's a very geshmaki Ramban. I would explain, but even though I say daicha laisasay, when it comes to being over, being over a laisasay is worse than an assay. And I was thinking of it just as an example. You know, sometimes you hear a Kal V'chaim say, maybe there's a pircha. Like, what pircha could there be? I mean, what percha be? If one child, Yamava Lamailuch Yichayav Misa, certainly two children, he says there could be a percha. It's hard to think of a percha. You know, my half sister, I'm Chayav Misa, my full sister, like Osha. Maybe there's a percha. Sometimes it looks like it can't be a percha. But you see here the Ramban, a very geshmaka Ramban, who explains that it works the reverse when it comes to one case and the other case. I just mentioned to you as an illustration. Okay. Let's see a little piece of Gemara. Vitzrach. Vitzrach the mechte v'yatzachinam 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 v'yatzachinam. Why do I need two psukim? Why do I need which two psukim? V'yatzachinam, that's the limur of Gimel Amid Beis. And the limur of Kicha Kicha, which is the limur of Dalet Amid Beis. Right? The two limudim. Why do I need both? So the Gemara, the Kasa of Rachmana Ki Yikach, if I only had this limud, Hava Amina, Kiddushin the Yav La Baal Di Dahav, that if the Kiddushin that the husband gives belongs to her, Kicha Kicha, from Stay Ephraim, when you buy a field, the money belongs to the person you buy it from.
Kasa Rahman of Yatzachinam, that the money goes to the father. Because Rahman of Yatzachinam have Amina. Hechadiyav lo ihi lidi devi ki dashtai. Have a kedusha. What does that mean? Hechadiyav lo ihi lidi devi. Vikidashtai havikidushi, because Ramana Kika Vlaiki Sika. What does that mean? I would have thought what? I would have thought what's a Kedushin? That what? That she gives him money, Rashi says, but and she says, what's Rashi's Lashon? Hare Domalei is Kaddishli. She says to him, is Kaddishli, Beprutazu, she gives him money, maybe that's also good. So I need Kiyikach to say that he has to give her the money. Right? That's what we're saying. I would have Avamina if she gives him money, it's also good. So I need Kiyikach to say, if I can't. So Pnei Yeshua asks, what's the Avamina? Do you ever have a case where you buy something and the person selling gives the money? What's the sort to that? I mean, you ever have such a thing? That you buy something, you have a kinyan, that the one who's selling you something, he gives you money. Obviously, the one getting gives. Like, what? Why would I think any differently? What? Why would I think it's good? But why should Hanesina be a kinyan?
She helps that if she's getting a knife, it's so bad. So maybe local, any sort of.
What's the svara that when she doesn't get anah, it should work? Yes?
Rashi says the Scottish lead, and then she became holy to me. That would mean that if she gives the money, she is a buyer.
So the Hamakna answers the issue is kasha, similar to what you said. That I would have thought, the Pshat and the Gemara is, I wouldn't have thought, I would have assumed that Kedushin is not that one person gets anything from the other. If it would only be one pasuk, I would have thought kedushin. It's just it's a ritual that you go through and you become married. The husband doesn't get anything; he doesn't have her ishus, whatever it is we consider that he has of her. I would have understood kedushin to be a ma'aseh mitzvah, just like other things, just like other ma'aseh mitzvahs. You're not buying anything. Ki yikach like he seekach. The pasuk of ki yikach is megala to us that the husband is kind of her ishus. That's gufa. What Kiyikach is saying. This, which we started the Masechta with, that the man acquires the kayach of the ishus of a woman, that gufa I know from Kiyikach. The Gemara is saying that if it didn't say Kiyikach, I would have thought, he says like a ben nayach, a guy. A guy also has eishus ish. Rama says, how does a guy have an eishus ish? A husband and wife come to, a man and woman come together, and they decide to be husband and wife, to live together as a husband and wife. They're married. How does a guy have a get? The Rama, how does a guy become Oishes Ishish? The Rambam says, he or she decides I had enough and walks out. She's Oishes Ishish. No, and no more kayach to the man than to the woman. Either one wants to walk out. It's finished. There's no mice again. They live together as husband and wife. They're Oishes Ish. There's a din misa. But I also has misa on Oishes Ish. If she decides she's moving out, she had enough of him, so she doesn't need him to give a guess, she moves out. If he decides, he moves out. So if there would be only one pasuk, Zakta HaMakna, I would have thought that a Yisrael is the same thing, just in Yim Maisa Kedushin. But I would have thought that Yim Maisa Kedushin is equal to both sides. Kamashmal Kiyikach, know that he acquires from her a Kayach HaKedushin. He acquires a Kayach HaKedushin, that's Gufa, what Kiyikach is Megalit. Okay. So tomorrow, please be prepared to the bottom of the yam. Get there.